Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is May 4th. Is that right? Is it May 4th? I'm all confused. I believe it is the 4th. All right, y'all. You know what? We're going to chill out. We're going to talk about Ebonics tonight. That's what we want to chat about. All right, you know how I do it. Play that music for the first 30 minutes of the show. I shall be back, y'all. Lawless. This is I Like the Way by Kim B.
Hey, King B, King B, King B.
big gift to find the ones that are gifted. Hey.
I like it hit, girl, and I like it fly. The way you make that body move, you gotta play a lot.
I like the way you make it move. I like it, hey, do what it do.
I like it hit, girl, and I like it fly. The way you make that body move, you gotta play a lot.
I like the way you make it move.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Leah, and I wanna rock her boat. Feel her She don't wanna fall in love again. Now she can't depend again. All she ever need, all she ever want was someone just to hold up. She don't wanna feel again. No, she never heal again. Cause it ain't easy. Said it ain't easy. Baby, I'm not trying to be rude. I just want you to know that I got you. Ain't nothing wrong. Put a little ice on your heart. I got the fire burning, baby. If you is feeling what I'm saying, you can come and melt your own heart today with me. Hey, baby, baby, oh, baby. I feel your pain, yeah, baby. It will make you stronger, yeah. She just wanna fly away again. Only in drugs she finds a friend. All she ever needs, all she ever want was something just to free her. Some will never get a chance again. No happiness will come again. I know it ain't easy. You gotta find your own man. Baby, I'm not trying to be rude. I just want you to know that I got you. Ain't nothing wrong. Put a little ice on your heart. I got the fire burning, baby. If you is feeling what I'm saying, you can come and melt your own heart today with me. Hey, baby. Baby, oh baby, I feel your pain, yeah, baby. It will make you stronger, yeah. I know it's hard. Your heart has been frozen. Hey, it's gonna be okay. Baby, I'm not trying to be rude. I just want you to know that I got you. Ain't nothing wrong. Put a little ice on your heart. I got the fire burning, baby. If you is feeling what I'm saying, you can come and melt your own heart today with me. Hey, baby, baby, oh baby.
Here's a little something.
Destination seems a long way from home, but that is all. Friends. fool out of everyone. Break them off and you don't think twice. Looking hot but you're cold as ice. Should've run but I'm in too deep. I know better but you're tempting me.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I had some technical difficulties, but I think I figured them all out. All right, y'all. How y'all doing this evening? We are taking it easy, doing what we do. All right, I just need to make a couple of announcements, and I want my listeners to understand this. We are working towards to make sure that we try to keep it as clean as possible, and we don't never want to offend anyone at all. So if anyone took offense to last week's show, we do apologize, and we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. All right, so tonight I want to talk about Ebonics. Yes, Ebonics. This is, I came up with this topic because I was watching, Buck and I was watching a TV show, and it was a, I think it was a question, when did Ebonics come out? I'm like, when did Ebonics come out? And I had to ask Buck, I'm like, what is Ebonics? And, you know, Buck was laughing, like, you know, the, what they call it, the African-American slang. And in my mind, I'm just thinking, like, okay, I understand, you know, the difference, you know, with slang, but I didn't realize there was a whole entire language. So I did this, like, research, and the term was created in 1973 by a group of black scholars who disliked the negative
connotation of terms like non-standard Negro English that had been coined in the 1960s when the first modern large-scale logistics studies of African-American speech and communities began. So basically, this language, this Ebonics, came about when throughout the communities of African-American people created their own language. So they studied it and deemed it Ebonics. And Ebonics simply means black speech, a blend of words, Ebonics, black, and phonic sound. So before I give my opinion, you know, I would like to hear the opinions of others, of course. But, you know, I am going to ask that you keep it as clean as possible. No cursing and no bashing of people. Thank you. All right. What's going on, Buck? How you doing this evening?
I'm good. I just heard my beep. Sorry I'm late. I had to let my phone charge. Forgive me.
Now, what is it? Ebonics.
Man, that's the biggest load of BS, man.
I see you're not feeling it either. But in any case, I want to know, I mean, why is it such a language that needs to be abrupt? Hold on, we got a new caller on the line, an area code, a 443 code. This is Catrice. Who's this on the line?
This is Betty Jane Doe.
Hi, Betty. How are you this evening?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Betty Jane, it's so nice to put a voice with the face.
I just called in to say hi. What's up, Mel Lawless?
Okay, all right. Well, you know what, we're talking about Ebonics. How do you feel about this this language that has been created since
1973? I don't even know. I'm high right now.
Oh, okay. Well, take it easy, girl. Okay, so we're going to move on.
What happened?
Okay. Buck, so tell me, how do you feel about Ebonics?
Okay, I'm sorry, I was trying to figure out what I had to be. Never mind. How do I feel? I mean, there are a lot of more valuable things that you can spend your time on learning other than Ebonics.
Okay.
What did they make it, like a college course or something? Or is it a course in school or something?
I think it really started to come out like in 96 when, I think it was a school in California, in Oakland. It was the Oakland School Board of Education, okay? They started to recognize the language of its majority of African-American students, so they actually started teaching in that type of language.
I'm trying to compose myself because this is kind of way out. So in other words, they just wanted to figure out what it is that we're saying within their presence.
Well, I think so, but you know, but here's the thing to me. Is that we live in a world where their English is the standard language of choice, and I believe that you need to speak as clearly and as articulately as possible.
So you
can be understood. You know, you can get a job. You know, there's several different things that you can do. I'm just saying. So, hold tight. I'm going to be right back. This is Shop Around, Brandi King.
different approach when it comes to acquiring love. Most girls are damaged goods, so I need to take it slow.
On the outside,
lots of them are beautiful,
but it's what's inside
that's priceless. Thank God. Dime a dozen, trying to put me to the test. They're looking like a real good deal, but better pass them by. Cause if you make the wrong decision, you surely pay the price. And on the outside, lots of them are beautiful.
To the raw deal right here on Lawless Radio. That was Donnie Williams running. All right, y'all, make sure you go ahead and like that fan page, First Annual Lawless Radio Awards. Actually, it's going to hold down right live, streaming live. It's going to be hot, y'all, on 12-12-12. That's right. We launching it off. Something unknown, you know. Have you heard of a radio station having an award show other than, you know, to recognize their artists and do what they do and just do a vote and see what's happening? All right, y'all, talking about Ebonics. What do you think about the language? Do you think it's a language that should have been invented? How do you feel about it? All right, we're going to see what's going on with Mr. Zeke. How you doing this evening?
What's happening?
All right. All right, so, you know, Ebonics is the choice of language, and I wanted to know, do you use Ebonics?
Hey, come on now.
Okay. You know what? Everybody use it, huh?
You know, now Ebonics is the new text.
Yeah, you know what? Because they shorten everything, everything up. Hold on a second, Zeke. What it is that I noticed that I saw that on TV, and that's what the newscaster. I'm not sure, Buck. Do you remember seeing that? They were talking about how Ebonics was the wave of the texting out there in the texting world.
You know, it took me a long time to understand what IKR meant in my text, and I see it on Facebook a lot too, you know, but I guess it's for I know, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, yeah, I'm slow too. Hell no.
Yeah, so, yeah, Zeke, you're right, man. It's you know, it's the new texting. It's the way of the what they do now, how they hold it down.
Yeah. See, man. Now, you know, white people call it stupid.
Oh, here we go. Black now we can't be all right, hold on tight now. All right, y'all, we're gonna move it on. That went on to a whole different light. Okay, now we the whole term Ebonics, I got this brochure and I was out here and it came from this I-24. So what they do is they studied the whole language of Ebonics, and they have like this great article that really was very interesting to me. And I thought, I said, wow, they just break it down. I mean, they broke it down so far, Buck, that they even gave you the different sounds on how Ebonics is.
Yeah, so basically, I just consider it a slang.
Right.
You know, I mean, what is it? For show. You know, I mean, that's slang. I guess that's what they consider Ebonics by the way you're breaking your words up, I guess. Is that what it is?
Yes. That is true. Like, fat is P-H-A-T.
Yeah.
Okay. Kitchen is not the kitchen you cook in. Is the kitchen, as they refer,
in the back of your neck, yeah, the naps.
Your back, yeah, what they call it, a nap, yeah, in the back of your head. And then, wait a minute, here's another one. Now, I'm not making this up, y'all. This is like, you know, text written straight from online. Okay, ashy. What is ashy? Everybody say you ashy. Now, come on now. How can that be labeled Ebonics if you... If you look dry, you need some lotion. I mean, and it's just a term. You just look ashy. I mean, why would that be classified as Ebonics? Why would it be classified
now,
a language?
I don't consider it Ebonics because I've been in the presence of some Caucasians, and they do say, oh, I'm a little ashy. And you kind of like, where? But if they see it, evidently they're ashy.
Well, you know, we have to, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, but I'm just saying, it's like if you ashy is like, okay, you just dry. That's just everybody say it. It don't, you know,
basically, yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know, it's like okay, here we go. So then you got now they're breaking down the language down like pass and like bath. So I'm gonna get me a bath.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like booth and boof.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, for real? Are you serious? So I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm reading this brochure that they got here online, and I mean they broke it down to what it looks like, what people think. A lot of people just disagree with it. And I totally disagree with it. I don't care if anybody is not on my side. I don't care if you agree with me or not. I just totally, absolutely disagree with it because everyone needs to know the standard English language. I mean, really, it's a function. Now, if you choose to have a little Ebonics among yourselves and you and your friends and your homies, you know, that's cool.
Right.
Man, you got your prerogative. But really, I mean, you can't go out in the world and just think that Ebonics is going to get you where you need to go. Cause it's not going to happen that way. Right? You know, hey. You know, I don't know if I, you know, y'all weigh in. 646-478-5209. Make sure you keep it clean. Thank you very much. Y'all hold tight. This is I'm Alive, King B.
I'm a nigga, I learned quick. The world that we're living in here's a bitch. Ain't nobody ever gonna give you shit. So get out there and get what you get. Now I'm out here on the grind. Sell a little white, sell a little bit of pie. Keep that music on my mind. Cause I know one day I'm gonna shine. High, roll up on the block. Bitches like, what's up? All these real niggas know me. Why these haters sick as fuck? Cause I roll up on the block. Bitches like, what's up? All these real niggas know me. Why these haters sick as fuck? Cause they pockets ain't got nothing. And they real solid touch. It's like my feet keep moving swiftly. Why they still look in the mud? I'm a conqueror and divide. The profit with my guys. Keep that money in the circle. New black order on the rise. I'm a king and I'm a lady. Handle my fucking business. Live my life to the fullest. Ain't asking for no permission. Cause I'm on the
supposed to be the older G. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future everything. Hate them has-beens hanging on the string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just want to live. Let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub. In the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I want to do is have fun. And let me see you clap.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, and we are chilling out. And you know what? Earlier I said it was May 4th, didn't I? And I'm just all confused. My days are all mixed up. You know, I have to shake it off. Today is May 3rd. I'm rushing the days away. It is the 5th month of the year. What have you done in the last 5 months that made any type of difference? Okay. That's what I always like to say. I would like to say, you know, I always like to add, like, you know, your first 3 quarters, what you do. Because the year goes by so fast. It's May. I'm like, dang. All right, we got Buck. Oh, wait a minute. I see the chairman sitting here. Let me just go and bring him in. What's up, TL?
What's going on? What's the business?
Man, you know how we do. I'm charged off some coffee, so I'm pretty good. I was coming back earlier. I'm like, I said, if you could just taste this, but, you know, he was drinking milk, so it was just an odd combination. But in any case,
right.
It was like the perfect cup of coffee I made. I mean, everything was just perfect. Each blend of it was perfect. So,
hey, I'm a weird dude. I can't drink coffee without ice cream. They call it a cappuccino or whatever, but I make my coffee and put ice cream in it. That's the only way I touch it. I don't like coffee.
Man, hey Buck, you ever had a cappuccino?
No, I can't say that I have, but TL is reminding me of a friend of ours that puts peanut butter in their coffee.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't know about the peanut butter part, man, but see that ice cream in there, man? It gives it like this creamy, like, you know, it's like a creamy, like, weird-tasting melted ice cream to me, man. It'd be like the perfect hot chocolate. That's what it tastes like.
Well,
right.
I guess there's a first time for everything, so I guess I can't knock it till I try.
Hey, there you go, man. Don't knock it till you try. And it's called the El Pacino. Not a cappuccino. It's an El Pacino.
El Pacino. Okay. Okay.
Does that have anything to do with the name or anything like that?
That's what I'm
saying.
No.
I just dropped the kappa off of it and put an L in front of it.
Man. Okay, Tia, let me ask you. The topic tonight is Ebonics. And I found this interesting article on the internet. And they broke Ebonics down, I mean, to the language and how it was, when it even was invented. Now,
right.
I mean, before I even, you know, I'm not sure if you heard my opinion on how I felt about it, but what's your feeling on the language Ebonics?
It is crazy that you said that, what was it, junior year. I was debate team, and we actually debated this city, six schools, Austin. What was it, Austin, Fenwick, Western House, Manly. I forget all six. I got to remember what all six of the schools. And that was one of the topics that we were talking about right there. And, I mean, just for me personally, the way I always viewed it is we, you know, as people, we seek to categorize everything. Everything has got to fit into a category. you know, because I want to cut off a part of my word or whatever there, you know, instead of just saying that, you know, that cat's speaking broken English, you know, we made up a name for it. It's Ebonics, you know. It's for me, I mean, like Buck was saying earlier, slang. Oh, looks like.
Uh-oh. Is he about to cut out on? All right. We lost TL. He might be on his way to the crib. So we'll see what happens when he calls back in. But you know, I think he was making a very good point. You know, everything has to be in a certain categorization of how you categorize things. All right. You still there, Buck?
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
All right, let's see what Mississippi Red has to say. Mississippi Red?
It's the best thing, you know, like what T.O. was saying, and me and Mel went to the corner store earlier today with, you know, they A-Rab on the store.
Okay. So, I mean, nobody could come out with a clean comment, I see.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I speak to them, Assalamu alaikum, and they say, Alaikum salam, brother. And the actual owner of the store was telling me about, well, who has the better English? Are you thinking about the British people or those of us in America? I'm like, well, we don't speak the king's English in America. And they're the ones who speak, that's why they call it English, because is in Great Britain, England, and he was telling me, well, who do you think speaks it correctly? And I told him, I said, obviously, those who are in England. That's why they call it the English language.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yes, sir. Because they don't speak the King of the... When I went to Great Britain, they told me how to speak the English language very well.
Okay, hold on, Mr. Brett. I can't understand him when he's doing the language because I already can't understand him. And now he's doing another language and I can't understand him. It's hard. You can't disguise another language. Really. You can't do that, Mississippi. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. We got TL back. TL, you there?
Man, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but while we took a break from you, we interluded to Mississippi, and Mississippi was beginning to use you know how you interpret somebody, you know how. So you can't, Mississippi Red, I'm sorry, but you can't interpret anybody when we already have problems interpreting you. It's not very easy. Okay.
I know he could not have been interpreting the chairman.
No, he wasn't.
Was he trying to say the chairman's vernacular was not astute?
No.
Oh.
Got some tea rum and generic coke over here. Are we getting down?
Oh, man.
Hey,
okay,
like I was saying, man, I just really think that it's people, you know, the need to categorize things. You know, as long as you categorize it, then it makes sense. Instead of you know, telling people that they're mispronouncing a word and stuff like that, you know, you go ahead and you give it a name. So now is some type of justification behind it. So when I'm mispronouncing my words, you know what I do? It somehow supposed to now make sense instead of, you know, like, hey, you're going to get used to talking like that, and you're going to get in a position where you're trying to talk to somebody, and they don't understand what you're saying.
Right.
And there you stay misunderstood.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, that has always been my take on it. You just get so many people, just the debate we was going through, you know, a lot of people where, you know, it's a black language, you know, it's how we talk. And, I mean, I don't know about that, man. I hear a whole lot of people mispronouncing words, not just black. I hear a lot of people mispronouncing words.
Absolutely.
You know, and then, what was, I think it was Buck said it earlier, you know, what was his name, Zeke says text It's Texas, it's Twitter.
Right.
It's all of that. You know?
Right.
Because, I mean, I had somebody doing some print work for me, and she had made some menus. When I had my restaurant, she did some menus for me. And she put cheese on there. And it was C-H-E-E-Z.
Okay.
What is that? It's cheese. That's not cheese. Yes, it is. And she was serious. She argued me down. She wanted a dictionary to prove to me that cheese was not mispronounced.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
I really, really enjoyed asking the different customers that came in, because I think we asked probably about five people that we were asking. You know, hey, we're trying to put this up here, but I think she misspelled cheese. What do you think? You know, and some people would agree with me. It's misspelled. And some people, yeah. Oh, but she left out the E. It was one lady said she left out the E. It's C-H-E-E-Z-E. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Geez. You know?
Wow.
I just think what it is, man, it was like we had so many people. I mean, we had the people that come from down south, you know, that were uneducated and couldn't pronounce words, so therefore they did. And when they was teaching their kids how to talk, their kids learned to talk like them. You know, we spent many years down south, Anguilla, Mississippi. And when we came to Chicago, people made fun of us because, you know, we would say some tea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for us, that meant food. To them, they didn't know what it was. You know, what's some tea? Because the old folks were saying something to eat, they chopped it down, some tea.
Wow. I didn't know what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's some tea. You know, catch you an old person from down south and say, I'm finna fix me some tea. They don't know what you're talking about. And instead of saying down there, we said down yonder. Or over yonder, you know, instead of saying over there, down there, you know. And that was what we learned when we came, you know, back to the city where people didn't talk like that and stuff. You know, now we got to change our speaking habits. Some people never learn to change their speaking habits. And then when you get foreigners to come to America, you know, it's a second language. So, of course, they're going to mispronounce words. And now their kids are mispronouncing the words the way they mispronounce them. So you got a whole bunch of jumbled up words that they threw in a pot and said, hey, we're going to call it Ebonics.
Right.
I don't think the language is this. It's either you speak in English, Spanish, Chinese, French, Japanese, Chinese. You know what I'm saying? You speak in an established language or you just mumbling some words.
That's basically it.
That's my opinion. Now, Do I speak Ebonic? Man, yeah, like everybody else. I got some Ebonic words I put out there, you know, but I don't call it Ebonic. I'm just saying something.
Exactly. Yeah,
I think,
you know. Go
ahead. Back in the day, I think like in the mid-60s to late 70s, I think we used to call it talking jive. I do believe
talking
that's what jive. We used to call it.
Yes, sir. Talking jive. Yes, sir.
Yep.
I was the biggest jive talker that was.
Slap me some skin, friend.
There you go.
Right. There you go. Man, hold on. Let's see who else out here. This is an 816 number. Who's this on the line?
Hey, this is Right Nasty. What's cracking?
Well, how you doing? We're talking about Ebonics. How do you feel about the event of language?
Oh, shit. It's a good thing. Hey, if you got it. If you can talk it, you can talk it.
Okay.
I mean,
it's a time
and place for it to be taught. You know what I'm saying? But if you have to talk correctly, you must talk to the person that you're talking to.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, I like what you said. There's a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
There you go. Time and place for everything.
Exactly. Miss, what you got to add? Okay, well, all right. Well, you can't speak on time. All right, we're going about business. Now, you know,
I'm here.
Wait, wait a minute. I put it on mute. I'm like, damn, my daughter put it on mute.
I want a Johnny double dip.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, I thought there was Mississippi.
No, I thought there was Mississippi.
Hey, Mississippi, man, you know I love you, dog, but I can't help it, man. I can't help it, man.
We got through a mute button. My God, if anything,
hey, right.
We call that Mississippi telepathicus.
Man. Now, okay. One thing that I thought was interesting in this whole Ebonics, this little article that I got, they were talking about how schools are now trying to either talk in the Ebonic language for other students so they can understand.
No, you're messing up. You're messing up. That ain't the way to do it.
You know what that is,
that ain't
right?
The way to do it.
That's going to be a cripple because you're going to have people, you know, again, like we're saying, people that mispronounce words that don't know they mispronouncing them. You know, now you're teaching them that it's a word, and when you get, you know, I sit and read reports on a daily basis. I read reports. We have a generation out there between the ages of 27 and 19 that cannot write an accurate report. They cannot articulate. They cannot document. They cannot put into words to express anything that they deal with. Hey, how did you hurt yourself? I was walking and I had failed it.
Growing up, that ain't cool.
But I read reports where it says things like this. And when you sitting here, you know, trying, won't you explain a little more, because of HR reasons, you can't turn around and say, hey, that sounds stupid. You know, you can't write
right.
that. You know, writing, I was walking. The pavement was slippery. There was water on it. I lost my footing, and I fell and injured myself. Okay,
yeah.
Explain it. But when you start, you know, hey, you know, can you, what?
Exactly.
People don't see anything wrong with it.
They don't see anything wrong with it.
So now schools go ahead and start teaching Ebonics, then it's going to be worse than that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It really is. I mean, it's actually worse than you think it is. There are some older people, grown people, that have grown up to be ignorant as well. I mean, I hate to put it out there, but I got a friend of mine right now, as to where when we have a conversation, sometimes I have to have his wife translate so he understand the words that's coming out of his mouth.
Oh my goodness! Don't get me started.
I got a cat I know who's exactly like that. But you know what everybody said? They say he's an AT alien. So, you know, you really won't understand what he's saying unless, you know, you was born and raised, you know, here. You gotta be a Grady baby. It's what they keep saying. You gotta be a Grady baby to understand. Because I don't understand what the man be saying. And I'm not, you know, I ain't being funny. I'm just being dead serious. I the slur to it all and all of this, you know, it's like, you know, huh? You know, that's like, you know, when you go to the Korean store, you know what I'm saying, little beauty supply, and, you know, start talking, you just smile. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about, but just get my change, you know?
Right.
You go to the corner liquor store, they rap doobie, whatever. Yeah, just give him a change. I'm trying to get out. That's how I do be. I don't know what you're saying. Like, yeah, help me get out of my office.
Right.
Whew.
Right. See?
It's scary.
Exactly.
It's scary.
Exactly. Well, let's see what Mel out there. What's going on, Mel? We ain't talked to you yet tonight. I know I've been holding on. How you doing this evening? Hello? One?
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
I got the girl.
Hello?
I got the girl.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess we'll try to get back to them soon enough.
I told you, I got the girl. I got you right here. I got the girl.
Man.
I was trying to load my gun and I'm drunk.
Man. You know you're wrong for that, right? You know you're just playing.
I'm sorry, I just read that on Facebook.
Man,
trying to load his gun and he's drunk.
Yeah, you know what? I read that too. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna speak on that, but I'm gonna speak on that when I get back. This is out of my head, Dustin White. TL. You there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, alright. Hey. What you thinking about the whole award show? I put a post out there, y'all. Y'all make sure you like that first annual Lawless Awards. We need at least 25 people to like that page so we can get it published. So y'all out there, make sure you like that page because it's going to go down on 12/12/12.
And y'all vote for me now. I'm the fan of the year. I'm the number one. I'm the male says she here, but she in the company. She the happy.
Hold on, speaking of male, let's see if she on the air. Male, are you there?
I didn't hear
stuff on
my name or anything.
Oh, all right. Hello? Is it going down? Hello?
Let's stop that.
Eavesdropping.
I was trying to give niggas some food. My mama said, she's going to be proud. I'm talking about
him. Hold on, somebody. Slapping on somebody.
I don't do it. Well, you know, if we on the radio, this is the red.
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How many times have I
been living under influence ever since 96? He drove under the influence since 96. Oh, yeah, this is real right here, y'all.
Tell me something.
Only on Lawless Radio.
Only on Lawless
Radio.
We'll be right back.
I think I'm falling in love with you. There's something special about what you do. It's so simple, you're like no fool. Talking some shit to get to the thing. Hope you're feeling the same if I do. I think I'm falling in love. Never thought that I would feel these butterflies again. But you put a bandage on my heart and stopped the bleeding. Just like a handyman.
Feeling you, girl. Jumping the fence, against the head, it's all blue, girl. Put a diamond on your feet, all new. If you're falling in love, baby.
baby girl, come here.
I'm here.
I'm back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, we're almost there. First, I'm going to go to the chairman first. Chairman, I'm going to say, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Oh, wait a minute. Which part did you mean that I enjoyed?
did you enjoy yourself during the break?
Oh, yeah, during the break, oh, yeah, man, I heard some stuff, oh, child.
Man, are they back on the phone? Mel, are you there? Mel. Hello.
She here.
Man. Hold on. You know what? Zeke, I know you support the show, but you got to keep it clean, man. If you can't keep it clean, I got to put you back on mute.
Look,
I just wanted to know why every time somebody say something, I get on mute.
Zeke,
what you mean clean? I was finna say about some Ebonics. Now y'all done got fake
okay,
on
but,
the show.
Okay, here. This is what we're trying to do. You can't. I'm asking that you do not directly go to a specific race. You know, I'm just asking a question on Ebonics. You know, do you think this is a language that we should support?
Y'all sitting up on the phone, really downgrading black people anyway. Y'all trying to say what is correct English? Who is to say what is correct English?
Okay, but the thing is, though, hold on a second. Let me say this. Anybody has their own different type of language in which they use. It can be, you can be any area of the world. However, we were born with knowing the standard English language, which is what we all consider is the correct English language. That language in which, people will get a job or understand what life is about. It's just how we are within the world. I mean, wouldn't you think, no?
Please, come on now. That just sounds fake to me.
I mean, Buck TL, what you think? I mean,
what is the sound fake at? I mean, the language was established, the person that designed the language, okay, here you go. You are the person that made a certain brand of clothing, okay, and that's your clothes. You know how your clothes is supposed to look. Now, somebody takes your clothes and they alter your clothes to their specifications. They can change that, but when you're talking about your brand of clothes is always going to be the brand you designed, not because somebody else felt another interpretation of it was needed, not saying that it won't be better, won't say that it won't outsell, but you'll never recognize that as your brand because of what the brand you designed.
That don't even make no sense.
I kind of figured it wouldn't. I probably did lose you, right?
No, see what y'all fail to realize, you got to talk about y'all talking about Ebonics. Y'all talking about how black people talk. Y'all just talking about how black people talk, which y'all fail to realize everybody talk like that.
If you listened, I said not only black people talk
right.
like that. If you were listening,
right.
I said
right.
everybody uses it. That's
what
I said.
But
you were just saying you can't use that. If to go get a job, but people don't want to, can't understand you if you're trying to get a job talking like that. Who is anybody to tell you how to pronounce a word?
The person that's teaching the class. English teachers don't
absolutely.
Teach you to mispronounce words, don't they?
That's English is a second language anyway.
Exactly. English is the language that they teach in school. So if they're teaching you that language in school when they're wrong, doing it the wrong. If you go to China, you're going to learn to speak Chinese, and you're going to go and interview in Chinese. If the person you're speaking to only speaks Chinese, if the person does not understand English, then using English will not help you if you're talking to a person that only speaks Chinese. So if we're here where we're educated to speak English, and English as they have established it, when you go in there with your rendition of English and they don't understand you, is it their fault or is it your fault?
It's their fault. Let me tell you something.
It's their fault for not learning to speak how you want to speak.
Exactly.
Instead of paying attention to what they were taught in school.
Right.
Man, look, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Everybody always talking about Bay. Who is Bay you talking about? Who is Bay?
The person that is sitting there interviewing you.
Absolutely. Anybody.
Who is Bay?
And I do over 60% of the interviews for my company. And if I don't understand you, I'm not going to pretend to understand you.
See,
and
you
I don't care if you're Chinese.
You
I don't care if you're Japanese.
Anyway. You contradicted yourself anyway because you said you speak it anyway. So
all
now
right.
All of a sudden, when
they
don't say
there is a time and a place.
Hold on. Exactly. Exactly. That was the point. There was a time. There's a time and a place in which you, if you choose to speak. I don't believe in the language. I'm sorry. Quote unquote, this Ebonic language. I just don't. I don't care for it. But you know, it is what it is. If you choose to speak it, fine. I mean, if that's what you roll with, okay. You know. But I just don't. I don't agree. Mel, are you there? Mel. Okay, y'all keep coming on.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so how do you feel?
The only thing I have to say about Ebonics, because I've been going through that with life. You know, I have my unquote, white girl voice. Hey, how are you doing? This is Melissa. And then I had my, like, what's up? What it do? And then I had my, like, this is just real Sam. I'm talking to you. So it's a time and place for everything for me. It just depends on who I'm dealing with. And that's real talk for me.
Okay.
Because
okay, so
I'm professional. I am, when I'm at home with my kids, I'm like, hey, babies, you know,
I think that's more of a personality trait. But I'm just saying, as far as you know, Ebonics. Do you feel that it's a language that should be used in schools per se or taught in schools?
I don't believe so, because the only thing that I tell my older kids, my daughter is 21 and my son is 19. There is no way that you can walk into an establishment where you can only get a job from somebody and you be like, yeah, what's up? No, we can do that on the streets. But when you go in trying to, you know, ask somebody for a job, no.
It's what you're called being professional. And speaking a language called Ebonics, and when seeking employment, like I keep saying, is being professional, and you can't be professional speaking Ebonics. Now, I mean, you know, am I wrong to think this way?
You are not wrong. You are totally right.
You're wrong.
That's what I've taught
I'm wrong.
My kids. I counsel children. I
Who's
teach them.
Wrong?
I don't care. You can go ahead and be like you in the street, but when you go up and asking somebody to trust you or asking somebody for a job, that goes, I will take it somewhere else. Not only the language, but the way you dress.
Right. You can't go to the bank and ask them for a solid for $50K, you know. When you gonna hand it to me? I mean, and they gonna look at you like what?
I mean, right?
You know, come on, for real. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Good looking dog. Let me get that up out, shawty.
Man,
right. Definitely makes sense. So
right. I mean, I don't say I don't use it. We all do.
If you're a real person,
what did you say,
if I tell anybody, I keep it 365. I know how to talk to certain people, and I know how to talk to them. If you keep it real, it is what it is. You're supposed to know. If you're talking to a banker, and
you know what to say. Exactly.
You can already do that.
Exactly. Hold tight. Now, what did y'all call it? Was it jive? See, that's what we grew up. It was jive.
Right, jive.
You know, you jive talking. Now and then somebody in you know, in the 70s want to be, you know, I guess they want to call it politically correct of Ebonics and label it and put two words together and say, okay, this is what we're going to ride with. And then now you got people.
Black
you got people
scholars
considering.
Came up with that, right?
What'd you say?
It was black scholars that came up with the
exactly.
name of all.
In 73, it was a group of black scholars that they didn't like the negative connotation of like the terms of the non-standard Negro English. I didn't know that there was non-standard Negro English.
That's deep.
So I mean, so it gets deeper than that. That's what this is amazing about it all. And then how, you know, they talked about in 96 how Oakland, how the Oakland School Board was trying to incorporate this into the schools.
Right.
You know.
And so you gonna teach the kids how to mispronounce these words, so when they go out and they actually try to be productive members of society.
They don't fit in.
You can't sit down and hold, you know, conversations with people and they don't understand what it is you're talking. And, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, just a black period. And that's the first thing I want to clip, because, you know, my man said we talking down on black people. Black people ain't the only people that speak Ebonically, man. I am around Asians, whites, Hispanics, everything, and everybody speak Ebonic, but I mean, there's a time to be speaking like this, and there's a time to not be speaking like this. I mean, even myself personally, I mean, you listen to me on this show, you listen to me on my show, you listen to me personally speaking, you know, I mean, I try to articulate every word it is, you know, that I'm, you know, trying to express, you know, and I try to make sure that I do that. It's not to impress nobody. Oh, my vocabulary is very large. My vernacular is very astute. I am, you know, a scholar. I went to school. It's not for that period. It's just me
right.
and talking. So it's certain
right.
words that I will shorten. There's certain words I won't shorten. You know,
exactly.
certain phrases I will use and certain phrases I won't. You know,
right.
that's with anybody, black, white, I don't care. You, it's things I will and won't do. If you
right.
hear me, I mean, I'm like one of the few cats you know that don't drop the N-word. I say cat. Them dudes, Joe, Vic, stuff like that. That's how we talk in Chicago. You know, so I use words like that. So it's just different things. You know, it's in you. I mean, come on. Plus, anyway, Patrice, you know, my mom
exactly.
was an English teacher. My
exactly.
mom was an English teacher.
Exactly.
I was an English major. How can I not speak it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then,
we've
been
and,
raised
it,
of our
it,
language. I never knew any other language outside the one I speak.
Thank you. And the one you grew up on, you know, what you know, basically.
That's it.
I mean, that's all. Okay, you know what, Tia? I want to take these last 10 minutes and just flip the script real quick.
Flip it.
Buck took me for the first time. I have never been to this place, ever.
Mm-mm.
And today for lunch, Buck took me to Hooters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
as your man Steve Urkel would say, oh.
Right. Oh. It was very interesting to see these women in these white, nice, skin tight shirts with their boobies and the nice little booty shorts that they had on and the spandex. Did they have like little? No, they were just like little tennis shoes, I guess. I don't know. There were so many of them walking around.
But can I tell you something that people always find weird every time I say it?
What?
Hooters never did anything for me. I had a bunch of people that wanted to go there. I had got a promotion and everybody wanted to go. You know, let's go out and celebrate. Hey, we're going to Hooters.
Right.
So I went because of that. You know, it's like, man, y'all, I mean, check out the tight shirt. That's some. It's some stockings on the shorts.
Yeah.
Aerobics. I see that on
TV. You know what, though?
Aerobics.
You know what? Hooters in my eyes, Hooters is like that clean clean porn per se. Because what do we see, Buck? We had the regulars. The regulars start coming in.
Yeah, and it was a regular that was up in there, and he had his favorite waitress. I mean, he had her cuffed. I'm talking about cuffed. I mean, rubbing her back, her neck, her arm. And, I mean, it was like that. He just had a free fall, you know.
He got some big thighs and breasts, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the thing is, they got bigger. The girl behind the bar, I was like, the way she just leaned against the bar, and they had this way when it came to your table. Now Buck don't say eye contact, but you know, I'm woman and me, is saying no. You know, he says, well, they're getting on your level to have that eye contact and talk to you personally about taking your order. But see, in my mind, as a woman. No, that's more for you to see the cleavage.
That's the cleavage. I know what that's for. That's that cleave shot. I call it making eye contact.
Now, see, that's funny because Buck said that. Buck said make eye contact. I'm like, yeah, make eye contact, all right.
I see right into her eyes.
Exactly. But it was just interesting, the regulars. One girl was so excited to see her regular. She gave him a hug. They sat down. She had a nice little conversation with him. You know, got a drink, his wing. I'm like, wow, this is like a borderline porn. But I mean, the scale's not tipping over. You know,
that's a
nice
porn.
Man. But you know what? The food was good. I mean, the food was real good. I never been to Hooters, and I appreciate my experience was with the one I love, and I thank for that experience. That was something interesting. I had never been in there before. I've always wanted to go.
I just wish I had brought some pants or something with me with my iron, and I could have had one of them lay down. I could have ironed my pants on the backside because it was just that damn flat. Lay down, baby. Let me iron my pants. Hold on. Lay down on this table here. Let me get my pants on right quick.
Let me get my crease.
Right. I wonder if that was a requirement that you didn't have no big backside, but a heavy top.
Hey, this is called Hooters, not buns. Hey, now you looking for something like that? You got to go to Cinnabon. I ain't talking about the one in the airport either. Shout out.
Damn.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, and you know what was so bad? What was so bad? They had a sister in there, and poor baby didn't have nothing back there.
Baby had no back.
No.
You ain't called the police, man.
I should have, because it was a straight-up robbery up in there, boy.
You know they robbed her, man. She had got robbed, man. Y'all didn't even know it, man. I can't believe y'all let that young lady get robbed, and y'all did not do anything to help her.
Man. Nothing at all. Just walked out the door.
Man. That's
Charlie
it.
Got hit hard.
That's it.
Charlie got
Y'all
got jam clear.
Man, give it to us. Give it to us, man.
Jeez.
All right, so okay. CL, tell us about our new personality that we've added on to tonight.
Oh man, Nikki Outlaw, phenomenal. Nikki is not only an artist, she's a model, an actress, and also an author. She's one of the writers. Yeah, she's one of the writers.
You sound lazy.
Yeah, she ain't doing enough, man. That's why she had to have radio personality, bro. She wasn't doing enough.
Lazy bum.
She's on Tuesday nights, man. I mean, her first show was Tuesday, and it was real good. I got to recognize her. She had the second highest debut on Lawless Radio so far.
All right.
So that was phenomenal. So definitely y'all get a chance to check out on Tuesdays, man. She's only doing an hour show, She's 8 p.m. Eastern. Y'all check her out, man. I mean, it's really good. It's baby mama talk. So she says women issues that women deal with. Yeah, that's why when I first heard baby mama talk, I said, man, you finna be man bashing. She said, no. She said, no, that's not it. This is for those mothers out there that don't feel represented by a bunch of these TV shows that are speaking to corporate women, but they're not speaking to that working mom,
you know,
who's juggling, handling these kids and going to work and working overtime and a second job and all of that stuff. And, you know, and she got a lot of things going on. So she said this is the conversation that they wish somebody was having for them, you know, and getting the answer. So I dig that.
Cool. That's what's up. All right now. Well, you know what? It's about our time. And as always, I appreciate y'all. And you always got to remember, you got to get hot before you get wet. Thanks, TL. Thanks, Buck. See y'all in a minute. This is Treat Me Right, Faith Diggs.
Let me like that. You promised that you would never ever turn your marker east, west, north.